Okay, we're going to begin a new exploration, a new journey of learning over the course of the Mirtzah Shem, the next couple of Wednesday nights, as we turn our attention in the Wednesday night Machshava to the topic of Shabbos. And maybe by way of introduction, I'll share an idea that perhaps I've had the chance to share with some of you in the past, an idea that I heard from Rav Meir Tversky, Shlita, based on a comment of the Chovas HaLevavos. One of the earliest Sifrei Machshava we have post-Gemara, Ben Abachai in Pakuda, explores, in Chovas HaLevavos, explores the inner life of a Jew. What's the inner landscape of a Jew supposed to look like? Warak, we have so many Chovas HaIvarim, so many Chiyuvim of the mouth and the hands and the feet. Rabbeinu Bachai explores in Chovas HaLevavos, what are the inner expectations of a Jew? What are the expectations that Kadosh Baruch Hu has of our heart, of our mind? A very rich and beautiful sefer. And he highlights 10 particular Chovas HaLevavos, 10 particular Chiyuvim that Kadosh Baruch Hu has of our heart, our mind. One of them is Bechina, appreciating the gifts that Kadosh Baruch Hu has for us in this world. And Rabbeinu Bachai writes there that an exercise for Bechina, a perspective on appreciating Kadosh Baruch Hu's gifts, is to notice that so many of the things that we tend to need most frequently are the things that are most available. He says, isn't it incredible that we need air more than just about anything else, and air is more accessible than just about anything else in most cases. And we need water, we need air many times every minute. We need water ideally several times a day, or at the very least once every couple of days. Water is somewhat less available than air, but pretty common over the course of the globe. Food we need less frequently than water, less critically than water, and food is somewhat less common. And he says, look, on the other side of the spectrum, precious metals and gems, they're so expensive because they're rare, but their rarity also corresponds to the fact that one can lead an entirely happy, healthy life without gold and silver and jewels. Certainly can brighten someone's day, but they're not critical and they're not common. The things which are critical are common. The more critical, the more common. And Ben Bachai says, isn't that something to appreciate? Is there sort of like a gift of the Ribbono Shel Olam that so easily we fly under the radar because we just take it for granted? But notice that pattern, that chesed of the Borei, the way he's set up the universe. And Rav Tversky once suggested that what Ben Bachai points to as a phenomenon in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu structured the physical universe and our physical needs might be true as well in terms of our spiritual needs. That perhaps it's true that the things that we need most, the things that are the most critical, the more critical something is to our spiritual nutrition, the more frequently we have it. And so we tend to, spend a lot of time, and correctly so, over the course of Yom Tov and the lead up to a Yom Tov, thinking about what's the significance of Purim and Mikra Megillah. What's the significance of Pesach and Korban HaOmer, and Shavuos? And every Yontif, we try to think about and try to explore what's the meaningfulness and what's the depth, not only the dinim, but the depth and hashkafa and machshava of the given Yontif. And that is absolutely a correct, appropriate thing to do, because each Yontif is certainly a critical aspect of the annual spiritual nutrition of a Jew. But if Shabbos comes around 50 times as frequently as Purim, or as Shavuos, or as Yom Kippur, maybe, Rav Tversky suggested, maybe that means that we need Shabbos 50 times as much as we need Shavuos, or Purim, or Yom Kippur. And not in any way to diminish the extraordinary significance of all those Yom Tovim, but to heighten our appreciation of Shabbos. Because it means, again, working with Rabbeinu Bachai's logic, if we get Shabbos every week probably because we need such a large dose of Shabbos for our spiritual nutrition. And the irony, of course, is that it's familiarity and its frequency while it expresses how central it is, how critical it is, that frequency can also breed not contempt, but at least a lack of appreciation. We sort of take Shabbos for granted. And Gemara Megillah points this out. You know, something which happens rarely, Ida de Chaviva, it makes it very precious. And we get very focused, correctly so, on the mitzvahs that come around rarely. We need to develop something. We need to cultivate a chavivas for those mitzvahs which are more frequent. So what I'd like to begin tonight is an exploration of ideas of the heart and the mind of Shabbos. Shabbos comes around every week, and let's take this opportunity of the next number of weeks on Wednesday nights in the Wednesday night Machshava slot to explore Shabbos with greater profundity. And I'd like to suggest that we use a series of essays by Chaim Friedlander. Chaim Friedlander is famous to us. I think he's famous to most of us most for his Sifsei Chaim on Moedim, a three-volume classic, modern classic of Machshava. I think it takes you through the cycle of the year, from Elul through Tishrei, and so on and so forth, all the way through to Shavuos and Tisha B'Av and appreciating Beis HaMikdash. And at the end of the third volume, he has an often overlooked section on Shabbos. And his writing is very rich. And I'd like to begin together, right now, his first essay on Shabbos. And he opens with a series of fascinating questions. We're not going to complete this piece tonight, but I want to savor the beginning of this together. And if it catches your fancy, maybe we can continue this piece next week. Sure. Thank you. Okay. Is that better? Okay. So his part of what makes Reb Chaim Friedlander's style so endearing and so enriching, if you haven't yet had the opportunity to learn Sifsei Chaim, is that he builds these like marachos and machshava. In other words, he'll expose you to a lot of classic central texts in Chazal. Some are very familiar, some are less so in Chazal and Rishonim, and then puts them together in a very, very attractive, analytic, and illuminating way. So let's take a look. He's going to present us with four or five questions. He says, look, let's begin with the beginning of Shabbos. And I've mentioned many times in Shul that while the major parshios hamoedim in Chumash are in Vayikra, Bamidbar, and Devarim, and more Pinchas and Re'eh, respectively, those are the major treatments of the Yamim Tovim, other than obviously Pesach figures prominently in Parshas Bo. But the major treatments of the cycle of Yamim Tovim are in Vayikra, Bamidbar, Devarim. Shabbos appears most prominently in Chumash Shemos. There are many mentions of Shabbos and four major ones. Four major mentions of Shabbos are in, of course, in Yisro, the Aseres Adibros, and then in Kisisa, Visham Ben Yisrael Shabbos, with a focus on Shabbos as the Os. More to say about that perhaps some other time. And the beautiful Brisker Rav on that. And Vayakel is the fourth presentation of Shabbos, and major presentation of Shabbos Chumash Shmos. Vayakel is where the Torah puts Shabbos side by side with Mishkan, and that's the beginning of the details of Hilchos Shabbos. The whole notion that we populate the list of the 39 Malachas based on looking at what was done in the Mishkan, that derives from Vayakel. So the second major presentation of Shabbos and Chumash Shmos is Yisro. The third is Kisisa. The fourth is Vayakel. But the first one is in Parshas Beshalach. And this is the first time not only that it's mentioned in Chumash Shmos, but it's the first time that the Jews hear about Shabbos. Hamitzah Rishona, Reb Chaim Friedlander opens, Hamitzah Rishona Shekiblu Bnei Yisrael Achei Yetzias Mitzrayim Haisa Mitzvas HaShabbos. As far as we can tell in Chumash, the first mitzvah the Jews get after Yetzias Mitzrayim, before Yetzias Mitzrayim, they're already hearing perhaps about Rosh Chodesh, Chodesh Zelachem, Rosh Chodashim. But on their journey beyond Mitzrayim, the first mitzvah they come across, the first mitzvah of Doros is Shabbos. And in what context? Hey, mitztavu b'kach, b'kesher, b'hekesher im Yiridas Haman b'Midbar. Right? The man begins to fall. The kach nemar b'Torah, the psukim parshas b'Shalach. They go out to collect man, to take one omer per person, as they had been doing the last few days. But Friday, everyone comes home with a double portion. Obviously, people reached out to their local leaders, and it works its way up the chain of command. The Nesiim come and tell Moshe, you know, we're not sure, there's some fluke today. Everyone's getting double man. Sha'aluhu, he quotes from Rashi, Mayom Yomayim. What changed today? Apparently, they didn't yet know of the concept of Shabbos because they were so shocked. Right. So not only is this the first time that the Torah tells us about Shabbos in Chumash Shemot, the Torah tells us about Shabbos, the concept of Klal Yisrael, but you see from the phrasing that this is the first time they had heard about it. There wasn't some previous time that we haven't yet that's not recorded in Chumash. No, the first time they hear about it is by the man. Miyad Acher Mikein Amar Lehem Es Mitzvos HaShabbos. He says, oh, Hu Asher Diber Hashem. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me. Apparently Moshe not yet told the Jewish people. Shabbason, Shabbos Kodesh Hashem Machar. Tomorrow is going to be special. Tomorrow is going to be Shabbos. So you look at that and you wonder, well, why? If we're not just taking things at face value, but we're trying to understand and to analyze. Maduah Nemar Parshat Shabbos Dafka BeHekshar Aman. Why is Man the context of choice within which to introduce Shabbos to the Jewish people? That's it. B'Mabat Shedchi. If you're looking at things superficially, Oya Nirah Shaisa Kan Siba Mas is great. Just a practical, operational. Factor. Lulei Atziva Shel Shabbos Hayotzim L'Kodesh Aman Gam B'Yom HaShabbos. The man is falling every day, so the Jews have to know that. You know, they have to understand why the man is falling double on Friday. They have to know if they're going to go out on Shabbos morning, they're not going to find any man. So maybe that's why. Once you have man, it's going to come up every week. You got to tell them, Rabbi Yisai, don't go out to pick. To gather man on Shabbos. So he says, superficially, you might just say, practically speaking, once you have man was the first time that Shabbos would be relevant. But Ruchai Friedlander says it can't merely be a sort of technical, it's just the way it worked out. And he says, I'll prove it to you. Because this is the first time that Shabbos appears in Chumash Shmos, but this is not the first time Shabbos appears in Chumash. That, of course, is in Parshas Bereishis. And he's Vayvarach Elokim Es Yom HaShishi VaYikadesh Oso. The Torah says, okay, with the Pesukim we say every Friday night, Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed the seventh day, and he was Mekadesh the seventh day. So what does that mean? In what sense does Kadosh Baruch Hu give a bracha to Shabbos? In what sense does Kadosh Baruch Hu endow Shabbos with Kedusha? So if I had to guess, I would have said Vayikadosh Oso, that this is a day that in the future Klal Yisrael will for thousands of years keep avoid doing malacha. It'll be a day which will be Makar HaBracha for Klal Yisrael. That's what I would have thought the pasuk means. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says Bercho Beman. Rashi in Parshas Bereishis. Shekal Yimos HaShavua Yard Lehem Omer LaGolgolah. So Vashishi Lechem Mishnah. The bracha of Shabbos, going back to the very first Shabbos of Bria Sa'olam, was the fact that there will be a double mun in advance of Shabbos. And by Kadesh, Kitcho mun shall yerid klal b'Shabbos, v'hamikra kasuv al shem ha'asas. This pasuk is referring to what's going to happen in the future. So the last I understand, Rashi is saying there was no expression immediately at the time of Bria Sa'olam of the bracha, and the Kedusha is only going to be expressed later. Yeah, that part we would have guessed. But we would have probably guessed that it could be expressed in the future in ways that would be true for centuries and millennia. Now Rashi, strangely, says it was in a way that would only be true for 40 years in the Midbar. So that's fascinating. And, he says, clearly the connection between Shabbos and Mon is not coincidental. Something very profound going on here. There's a very essential connection between Shabbos and the Mon. from the first presentation of Shabbos in Chumash, the time of Ma'aseh Bereishis, the man is already front and center in how we look at Shabbos. Something's going on. Dvarim begav. This needs to be understood. And that's question number one. That's question number one. The question, let's take a look at for now at one more question. Okay. Once we're looking at the psukim in Chumash Bereishis, let's go back to the previous pasuk. Vayichal Elokim b'yom ha'shviyi melachto asher asa. Kadosh Baruch Hu completes his work on day seven. And Rashi asks, I thought that Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't do melacha on day seven. Wasn't that the whole point? For 6 days he does melacha. On the seventh day he rests. So Rashi asks this. What was he completing on day seven? So Rashi gives two answers. And right now Chaim Friedlander focuses us on the second answer. Davar acher, mahaya olam chaser menucha. There was one thing that was still missing. Rest. Ba Shabbos ba menucha kalsa v'nigmra melacha. Shabbos comes, menucha comes, and that is the completion of the melacha. So vayichal elokim b'yom ha'shvi'i, it sounds like the last item that Rebbeinu Shlom created was created on Shabbos. That item was menucha. That item was menucha. What does that mean? Hashem created rest? Zu yitzir chiyuvis shel menucha shebaid ha'Shabbos. Chaim Friedlander says apparently there's some positive thing called menucha. Hashem created menucha on Shabbos, and menucha is somehow that gives shleimus to the bria. That's what Rashi said. Everything had been created, all physical, material parts of the world that were already in place, but the world was missing rest. And with Shabbos, there's rest, and thereby kulsa v'nigmra ha-malacha. Now, all the malacha of creating the cosmos is now completed with the injection of rest. What does that mean? Ma yitzir yesh b'menucha. What do you mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu created menucha? Menucha is not a thing. It's a lack of work. You're at rest. You're ceasing your malacha. Yeshiva be'efes ma'aseh ve'i asir yitzir. I mean, to sit there without doing, is that somehow a thing? It's something Rosh had to create? So strange. Number one, the connection between Man and Shabbos, which appears not only in B'Shalach, but according to Rashi in Bereishis. Number two, the creation of Menucha. When we talk about Menucha Shabbos, what is it? Because apparently it is something. It's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually created on day seven. That gave a sense of wholeness to everything else. And you know, and let's end with one final quick question. Here's a total of four. Let's briefly see number three. Coming to what's perhaps the most famous presentation of Shabbos and Chumash, Reis Bogel Bereishis and Parshas B'Shalach. The second time Shabbos shows up in Shmos, second major presentation is in Aseres Adibros. Sheishes Yamim, I ask you, what's the fourth commandment? So you would say, Zachar Sama Shabbos Lakadcho, not doing Malacha on Shabbos. The fourth commandment applies on Shabbos. But look at the Pasuk. Sheishes Yamim Tavavos Itzakom Malachtechav, Yom Hashi Shabbos Hashem Elokecha. Work on for 6 days. And the seventh is Shabbos. That's strange. Why, is that part of the mitzvah? I mean, if I don't work on 6 days, I'm a mechal Shabbos? What does that mean? I mean, okay, I understand. If you can't do malacha on Shabbos, it means you are allowed to do malacha the other 6 days of the week. You have to tell me that. You have to tell me you're allowed to eat chametz the other 51 weeks of the year, but on Pesach you can't eat chametz. Torah doesn't say that. Torah says, on Pesach, don't eat chametz. I understand on my own that the rest of the year I'm allowed to. Why the Torah, and not only Pesukim and the Chumash, Aseres Adibros, you have to stress, the other 6 days you could do melacha. Other 6 days you can do malacha. So we don't understand what Shabbos has to do with the man. It seems merely coincidental. Apparently there's more there. We don't understand what we mean that menucha is a creation. It seems like it's just a cessation. It's a lack of work. But apparently no. There's something there. The second approach in Rashi. And finally, question number three. I would have thought that the fact you work on Shabbat, the fact you work the other 6 days of the week is just, well, there's no Isser Malacha on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But apparently, no. There's something there. There's something there about the work the other 6 days of the week. There's something there about the menucha of Shabbos. And there's something there, very essential, about Shabbos and, of all things, the month. So, Mirtz Hashem, next time, he's going to begin by going into the mind, the way we began tonight, to talk about Chovas HaLevavos. He's going to talk about the Chovas HaLevavos of Shabbos. That's going to open up question number four, in terms of the internal expectation, the mental aspect of Shabbos, in terms of Halacha, and then that's where you're going to begin to open some doors, in terms of understanding some of the larger ideas of Emunah and Hashkafa that Shabbos is all about. And then we're going to begin to, all these pieces begin to fall into place. Why it is that the Torah needs to tell me, do malacha the other 6 days, but not on Shabbos. That contrast is key. Why does the Torah need to that menucha was a creation, and why it is that man is the perfect complement to Shabbos. And hopefully this journey has already gotten us thinking more deeply about Shabbos and wondering about Shabbos, and in time, Mirtzem will bring us to a greater, deeper appreciation of the ideas of Shabbos, and will unlock the capacity that Shabbos has to really enable us to grow throughout the week. Thank you so much for joining.